Naval Base Coronado, home to 17 squadrons, 3 aircraft carriers, 4 SEAL teams, Navy Expeditionary Combat Command squadrons, and other air, surface, and subsurface commands. Notable commands, including Commander, Naval Air Forces, Naval Surface Force, Pacific Commander, Naval Base Coronado. I mean, the list goes on and on, but there is a first coming, a big deal. Ahead of NASCAR's historic June 21st race at Naval Base Coronado in San Diego, Ford is bringing together NASCAR, Blue Star Families, and the Zac Brown Band for a major tribute to military families live aboard the USS Midway. To tell us a little bit about it is Bill and Lisa Ford's son, Nick Ford, the next generation, along with his brother Will, who we've had on before, his sister Alexandra. What generation are you now, Nick?
Fifth generation.
So fifth? Wow.
Goes back a while. Yep.
It sure does, and congratulations to you, and I'm sure your mom and dad are obviously very proud of you with the work you're doing as a director of Ford's corporate strategy team. Tell us what you've got planned here on that June 21st race and the time aboard the USS Midway.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I really appreciate it. We have a super exciting week coming up in San Diego. We're really excited to announce the first Proud to Honor Veterans Day Classic race. Supporting the military community has always been a huge priority for Ford going back to day one. And it's very meaningful to our family as well. And in collaboration with our great partner in NASCAR, another awesome American brand, for the first time ever, we're going to deliver a special military tribute race on Veterans Day, honoring all 6 branches of the military. It'll be on the track with our Mustang Dark Horse R's, with NASCAR drivers, and with an unforgettable concert from the Zac Brown Band, all in support of our amazing military community partners. So it's a really exciting announcement we're ready to make.
This is a big deal and a great announcement, and I know that the NASCAR Executive Vice President, Chief Brand Officer Tim Clark on the other end of our line is very excited about this June 21st race and all of the celebration. Right, Tim?
Excited is an understatement, Paul, and appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you. And yeah, this is such a unique and incredible opportunity. There's so many parallels between the sport of NASCAR and the Ford Motor Company and the Ford family. The ability for us to put an event on like this and honor the military families, we jumped at the opportunity.
Nick, this is, I just want to remind people again, you've said it, I'll say it again, but this is an historic first ever NASCAR Cup Series race held on an active U.S. military installation. You've got those Mustang Dark Horse entries. It's going to be also the factory-supported Ford F-150s and the Craftsman Truck Series. The Cup yep. Series, you got Ford teams like Team Penske, Stewart Haas Racing. This is just going to be spectacular.
It's going to be awesome. I mean, supporting the military community has been such a priority for us and from several different aspects of our business. And to be able to now extend that to our racing business is super exciting. Racing is so core to who we are and as is support of the military. And so to be able to bridge those two worlds in collaboration with NASCAR for an event like this is really great.
It really is, to my way of seeing it, a clear expression of your company, Ford's, generational commitment to those who serve and their families, and how Ford shows up beyond just building vehicles.
That's right, Paul. I think, for our entire 123 history, this is core to who we are. We show up when our country calls. And, just a few months ago, we were named by Time Magazine the most iconic company in American history. We employ the most auto workers in the U.S. We assemble the most vehicles here. I mean, this is really core to what we do, and to, especially for this summer around America 250, what better way to express, our commitment to the military community with an event like this. But, as you said, Paul, this is something that goes back all the way from the beginning, from Arsenal Democracy up until today.
And Tim Clark, NASCAR Executive Vice President, through the longstanding partners like Blue Star Families, TAPS, Travis Manion Foundation, well, that list goes on. And it's got to make you feel good and the whole NASCAR community and family that you have a company like Ford Motor Company continuing to elevate the organizations, doing the real work on the ground, amplifying their impact and driving support where it matters most. That's got to make everybody in the NASCAR community feel very, very good.
There's no question, Paul. And I would say on both a personal and a professional level, I mean, I'm from a military family, third generation, a veteran myself. One of the reasons that I appreciate the opportunity to work in the NASCAR industry as much as I do, and to work in collaboration with Ford, who is similarly minded towards the military and military families, you know, to kick off things with the event in Naval Base Coronado and to put this event on around Veterans Day, I think we couldn't be more excited. And you know, again, to your point, just we're very similarly minded, and I think our motivations are well aligned, and this should be a huge win for everyone.
Well, Nick Ford, along with this incredible live activity aboard the USS Midway, the drivers will finally have to get to that street track, Naval Base Coronado's street circuit on racing, and that's a big deal. I mean, we're looking at a street circuit on a naval air base with varying pavement surfaces, concrete walls, challenging runway sections, and your Ford engineers have been heavily focused on specialized suspension and brake setups for the road course racing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a one-of-a-kind event. You know, the first-ever type of race on a naval base. And as I said before, you know, the racing has been such an important part of our business. I mean, pretty much any given weekend, we're racing all over the world in basically every type of racing series out there. You know, this is our first season as a Formula One engine manufacturer, but you know, NASCAR has always been so core to who we are, and so to be able to participate in an event like this is a huge honor.
Now, I know your brother Will is involved in the racing side of the business, but Nick, have you ever thought about wanting to get behind the wheel and race these cars?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a ton of fun. I think if I can get up in a Mustang Dark Horse R and race my brother on a naval base sometime, I'd love that opportunity.
I have a feeling you can probably make that happen.
And we'll make some calls.
Yeah, if there's anything I can do to help, I'd love to be there. Now, Tim Clark, how do people get – are they going to be able to watch this all on television, I hope?
Well, that's the goal, Paul. As they say in show business, there's more to come. We're really excited to make this announcement today. And, you know, we've got a couple of more announcements along the way over the next couple of weeks and months, including – the drivers that will participate and how fans can enjoy this both in person and on television and other forms of media. So a little sneak peek for now, but a lot more to come over the coming weeks.
Well, you got a lot going on, bringing together NASCAR, Ford Motor Company doing all of this, Blue Star Families, the Zac Brown Band, a major tribute to military families, part of it live aboard the USS Midway, and then the first race ever on a military installation. It's a very big deal, and it is coming up Father's Day weekend, and we'll get more information along the way. I want to thank Nick Ford, part of the Ford family, Bill and Lisa's son, and now I think I've done Will, Nick, Alexandra, and I'm not sure who else, certainly Mom and Dad and others, which as you just keep that whole Ford tradition, and congratulations again on Time Magazine calling you Ford, America's number one most iconic company. And thanks to Dan Barbosa of Ford Communications for helping us connect, along with you, Tim Clark, NASCAR Executive Vice President and Chief Brand Officer. This is going to be a great event of many. So I thank you both for coming on board and making that announcement today in Focus with Paul W. Smith. We really appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you,
Thanks,
Tim.
Paul.
Thank you, Nick. And we continue in Focus on WJR.